Blog
Hello,
Talk
everyone. Hello, everyone. It's been a while since I've been on my Blog Talk, but I decided to come on here and share a word, just a little quick word, because it was on my heart. And I labeled this a song of praise, because as I was sitting down and I was thinking, I was talking with the Lord, and it dropped in my spirit how so many people are in distress, and so many people are just bombarded by the cares of this life and what things are going on, and they don't, people aren't spending time in prayer and fasting and seeking the face of God. Everybody's focused on what they can see in the natural, but nobody's standing up and talking about the awesomeness of our God that's able to keep us as believers in perfect peace, even in the midst of our storm. We're so quick to want to try to fix the situation, want to try to get some relief. We're going through, we're suffering. So we want to try to find relief to get out of this suffering. But long-suffering is one of the fruit of the Spirit. We are going to have to suffer. Suffering is the part of our making. Suffering is what's going to bring us to the point and the place where God wants us to be. If we're going to be those ministers of flame and fire in these last and evil days, if we're going to be this remnant church, hallelujah, that walk in power, walk in anointing, walk in the authority that God has given us, then we're going to have to put our big girl and our big boy underwear on, and we're going to have to stand up, and we're going to have to do what God calls us to do, and we're going to have to go through the fire, allow him to purify us, purge us, cleanse us, and to get us to the place where he want to take us, and quit trying to find a way of escape. Sit back, relax, have a peace of mind. And the reason I called it a song of praise is because even in our trials and tribulations, the Bible tells us that we are to glory in our tribulations. That sounds crazy to an unbeliever. But to us that love the Lord and to us that have a relationship with him, that know him, that trust him, that believe, hallelujah, our mind and everything is focused on him, and we will get to experience what it's like to be in peace in the midst of our storm. Let me give you a little drop, people. You're going to suffer and go through as long as you're in this earthly body and you're in this realm, you're in this world. There is no way of escape. How do you get to learn and to trust in a God that you say you serve, but every time you get in a situation, you try to fix it yourself? You get all hysterical. You go try to find ways. I need more money for this. I need more money for that. Now, you need more faith. And let me tell you something. Most of us have money and money, but we run and we chase materialistic things. We're not good stewards over the little money that God bless us with. We just blow it. We go out and buy all of this high-priced technology. We going out, we buying all of this stuff. And it's even like with this stimulus package that we got. Thank God the president gave it to us for such a time as this. He did not have to do it, but I'm thankful and grateful he did. But I was telling my husband, I said, watch and see how many people get that stimulus package. They done told the people, okay, hold off on your bills. You ain't got to pay your light bill, your gas bill, this, that, and the other until a certain period of time. I said, now when they get the stimulus package, they not even thinking in their minds that I'm going to go ahead and pay my gas bill and my light bill anyway. I'm going to pay my bills anyway because nothing is free. They're going to add late fees. If they don't do the late fees, then that's going to double because I'm going to have to pay it with the month that I didn't have to pay it that month. It didn't go away. The bills are still there. You're just going to have to double up and pay it for those 2 months. So why not when you get your stimulus check, just take the money, thank God for it, and go pay your bills? But a lot of people went and bought electronics, but all of this junk, all of this stuff. Nobody thought, during a time such as this, I'll set aside some money, in an account or set aside to just save, or I'll take this money and invest in a business. And because God's word said, whatever I put my hands to, he will bless it. So I'll take a little money and invest in a business and build up my business and know that God is going to trust God, that he's going to do what he said he's going to do, and he's going to bless the work of my hands. But people don't think like that. So now you're out and you, I have no money. I have to do this. I have to do that. And you're out spending all of this money on materialistic things. Then now you don't have no money left. And so now You running around, well, I got to get a second job. I got to get a third job. I got to do this. I got to do that. Got children at home, babies at home. And it's just sad. It's really sad. Why? And you tell mom, I'm all stressed out. Why are you stressed out? Because you don't trust God. Your actions prove that you don't trust God. He said, he'll put no more on us than we can bear. True enough, that's what he said. He said he'll put no more on us than we could bear. But a lot of things, you're going out stressing yourself out and putting yourself in situations, and that's you that's putting things on yourself that you can't bear. But anyway, let's move on. So I named it a song of praise because in my Bible, as I was studying in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, that was the heading of it, a song of praise. The Bible says in the song of praise, it says in Isaiah 26, 3, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. And I like that version. But on my cell phone, I have a version that's rolled out that says this. You keep me. This is a personal thing. You keep me in perfect peace as well as I trust in you. You keep me in perfect peace, a peace that covers my heart, my soul, my spirit. Why? As I trust in you. Do you really trust God? Your actions is showing that you don't trust God because you're looking into everywhere else, trying to fix everything else on your own, thinking, I just need to get another job. I need to get more money. And no, you just need to trust God. Let God lead you and guide you and ask him where he wants you to go, what he wants you to do. But you're not looking at that. All you're looking at is the materialistic things, looking at the situation and the circumstance, and you're not trusting God. And that puts you in the situation that you're in right now. Because we all go through financially. We all suffer different type of things. It may not be financial. It could be physical. It could be mentally, spiritual. It could be a lot of things. We're all dealing with something right now. Every last one of us, saved or unsaved, you're dealing with something. But as a saint of God, hallelujah, as a woman and a man of God, we should handle things differently. Why? Because we put our trust in God. We have a God that said, I will provide. He will provide for our needs according to his riches and glory. And then he just told us here that he will keep you in perfect peace, him whose mind is steadfast, whose mind trusts in him. You trust in me. And I'm going to give you a peace that the world won't have, a peace that the world will be running around trying to figure out what I'm going to do, where I'm going to go. I don't know what to do. And a person that's sitting back that trusts their God knows that, look, I've been in situations worse than this, and God has brought me through. I'm not going to worry about what I'm going to do. I'm going to trust God. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit back, drink all my lemonade, drink my glass of tea or whatever I need to drink. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to continually, whether I got a dime in my pocket, in my purse, I'm going to get up. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to lift my hands up to him and thank him for breath. Thank him for life. Thank him for keeping me. Thank him for protecting me. Thank him for opening doors that no man can open. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for being my provider. Hallelujah. I trust you. I'm standing on your word. I'm not going to stress. I'm not going to worry. I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to trust my God, and he's going to bring me out. He's never left me, neither has he ever forsaken me, and the word says he never will. Keep means to continue or cause to continue in a specified condition, a position, or a course. He said, what? You keep me in perfect peace. As I walk along every day, each and every day, all day, I trust you. He said, what? You will keep, continue, or cause to continue in a specified condition, a holy position, a sanctified position, a trusting, a believing position. I won't bow to the dictates of this world. I won't hear the negativity. I won't receive that in my spirit. I don't want to be around it. I won't accept it the way things are right now in my life because I serve a God that his word said he will provide for me. His word said he is able to keep me. His word said he'll keep me in perfect peace. Everybody else running here and there doing in and out, everything talking about on Facebook, talking about what they going to do and ain't going to do. I'm going to trust my God. That's what I'm going to do. I took a week off Facebook. My husband was on vacation, and I took a week off, and I said, I'm spending this week with my hubby. And that's what I did. I spent that week with my hubby, enjoyed him, enjoyed my daughter, enjoyed the Bible study we did, the devotion, just enjoying one another's company, enjoying the Lord together. And I said, you know, I was at such peace. All of this stuff and chaos going on, people, you heard about that? I ain't heard about nothing. Stuff pop up on my phone for Facebook, I exit out. Because I ain't heard, I don't want to hear. All I need to know, God, what are you telling LaShonda I need to do? Who do I need to pray with? Where do I need to go? Who do I need to call, speak a word to? Who do I need to intercede for? Hallelujah. What do I need to do as far as concerning the ministry you called me and my family to? That's what we need to be doing, because I'm in perfect peace, and I'm not going to let nothing and nobody disrupt that or distract that. Hallelujah. Do I got things going on in my life? Yes, I'm human. The devil's going to fight. He's fighting me just like he's fighting you. But I refuse to bow. I refuse to accept. No, this ain't going to stay like this. I serve a God that's able to heal. I serve a God that's able to deliver. I serve a God that's going to bring me out. Hallelujah. He's able to keep me. Keep me on this course. Keep me walking the way he called me to walk, in holiness, in trust, in love, in faith. I'm staying my course. I don't look at here. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith, now I got this Bible cover and I love it. I keep looking at it because it reminds me every day the things I'm going through, the things I'm dealing with, things that's coming against me and my family. This scripture reminds me every day. That's why we have to stay in the word. What does the word say about this? God, I know some things are going on. I know some stuff is coming against me, but I know what you told me. I know what your word say. I'm standing on your word because you said you are God, that you can't lie. I'm standing on your word. I don't care what the naysayers are saying. I don't care what's going on out there in the world. I don't care what's going on my street. I don't care what's going on in nobody else's home. God, I want to stay the course. I want to keep the faith. I want to do what you call me to do. I want to be the woman of God you call me to be. So I said, so now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It don't look good. It don't sound good. It don't smell good. Everything seems like all hell is broke loose in your life. Seems like ain't nothing going right. That's just right for my God. It said now faith is. That means right now, whatever situation you in, whatever you going through, whatever coming against you, I don't care what sickness in your body, my God is a healer, he's a deliverer. If I have to fast, these some things only come out by fasting and praying. I'm going to fast, I'm going to fight in the spiritual realm, I'm going to get up early in the morning, get off my lazy behind, I'm going to cut off that computer, stay off that social media, quit telling all your business. I'm going to cut off social media. I'm going to cut off that Lifetime, that Netflix. I'm going to get my blanket. I'm going to get in there on my floor in my prayer room. I'm going to cry out to God. I'm going to say, Lord, I trust you, Lord. I believe, Lord, you see what's going on. You know what I'm going through. I can't do this on my own, but I trust you. I'm standing on your word. I ain't hearing what the naysayers are saying, but I want to hear, God, what you're saying. I believe. I trust you. This situation is bigger than LaShonda. I can't do this on my own. I ain't going to try to fix it. I'm going to go. I'm going to pray. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to get on up, go get my bottle of water, my lemon juice, and sit down, and I'm going to praise my God. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to get my praise flag. I'm going to go through the house and praise my God. I'm going to worship and magnify my God for who he is, not just for what he can do, but for who he is, King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep this course. Hebrews, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What is evidence? The available body of facts or information indicating whether a belief or proposition is true or valid. It's proof. Do you really believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior? Have you really made him Lord and Savior of your life? Do you believe he can do just what his word said he can do? Do you even know the word? Do you even believe the word? Hallelujah. Do you stand on the word? Because your faith will be tested. Your faith will be tested. You trying to post all these scriptures on Facebook talking about a God you don't even trust, talking about a Jesus Christ that you haven't even let him become Lord and Savior of your life. You don't trust him. You're trying to fix things on your own. You so stressed out, bogged down, rough, don't know whether you're going left or right, talking about the devil. That ain't the devil. You allowing the devil. The Bible just said what? He is able to keep you in perfect peace as you trust in him. You don't trust God. That's why you bogged down. That's why you messed all up, because your faith and trust is in something else, and it's not in God. And now your faith is being tested, and you seeing yourself. That ain't the devil. You trying to rebuke the devil, talking about, I'm praying that God just bless me with this, and God is saying, sit down. This is something the Holy Spirit had told me throughout this. The whole week my husband was on vacation. He told me, he said, daughter, it's just time. Just rest. Rest in me. And that's what I did this whole week. I just rested in my Lord and Savior. I rested in his presence. I rested in his spirit. I enjoyed spending time with my family. And I didn't know people can say, you saw this, you heard this. Even sometimes my husband would say, he would come and ask me, baby, did you see that? I ain't see it, baby. I really don't want to care about that right now. Right now, I can't let nothing come in and bog my spirit down. I need to hear what God is saying. I need to know what LaShonda needs to do. So, evidence. I believe what he said. I got evidence. I'm a living witness that he's able to keep you if you keep your mind on him. I'm going to pause right here and say something, then I got a little bit more time, and I'm going to go on. But to show you that I know he sees, you got a lot, things are going to come in your life so you can see, do you really trust God like you say you trust God? Then things are going to come in your life and you're going to really be bogged down. You're going to be, I'm going to give this testimony of me. I remember, I'm going to pick one because I got so many, but I remember during a time about over 12 years ago, my mom had gotten diagnosed with breast cancer. She got down real sick. She got to where, and she was taking so much chemotherapy, and it basically had killed the brain cells in her head, and it had her like a child. She was like a child. So I remember she couldn't live by herself, so I asked my husband. I said, baby, mama done got to the point to where she can't do anything for herself, and she had almost gone to the hospital. And I asked my husband, I said, is it okay if I bring her home and she stay with us and I take care of her? At that time, my daughter was a baby. And so my husband was like, sure, you can. So I was working. I was working at a daycare, but I had left the daycare because I wanted to be at home with my daughter. And she went to the daycare with me, but it's not the same. So I wanted to come home with my daughter. So my husband was like, well, you can just, you know, bring Jakiria home and you can bring mama home and take care of them. So that's what he allowed me to do. And I came home. And it's very hard taking care of a sick loved one on your own. Very hard. And so I had been taking care of my mom, taking care of my daughter, like that was, like I said, a little girl, basically a baby. And my husband, if he was here right now, he would attest to this. Every day I had to take my mom to for her chemotherapy treatment, and it was like an hour or something away. And my husband worked in a town that was like 30, 15, 20 minutes away. So I had to take him and drop him off of work, come back home because we only had one vehicle and he was the only one working. And my husband, it was hard on me. I remember some days I didn't know whether I was going to come. My mind was just bogged down. But every day my husband come home from work, he had a meal cooked. The house was never nasty. I can't stand filth. So I don't care how tired of sleep I am. If I have to hold my eyes open, I'm going to sweep, mop, do what I got to do. But my house was clean. But I would just be so bogged down in my spirit. And I prayed and I said, Lord, I remember putting my hands on my head and I said, Lord, I said, please give me a peace that surpasses all understanding. I said, Lord, please give me peace of mind. Give me strength in my mind. Give me strength in my body. Because if you don't, I can't do this on my own. I said, I'm breaking down, Father. I need you. And I began to cry out to God. And I said, Lord, I thank you for this peace. I said, I need strength in my body. And I know God came in. He gave me a strength. That's that scripture that talks about Philippians 4:7. then you will experience, it's New Living Translation, I like this one, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds, and his minds as you live in Christ Jesus, as you live. You will experience God's peace. So it's an experience thing. I have to be suffering and going through in order to experience it, to tell you that he's able, that he's willing and want to give you this peace. But you got to trust him. You got to believe in your situation, circumstance, that my God is able to give me this peace. And he gave me that peace. And what peace it says, surpassing all understanding. Human minds can't understand how you're going through so much hell, how your life is, how stuff ain't going your way. You're going through everything all the time, like Job did. It just going through your suffering, and then they still see you smiling. They still see you showing the love of God. They still see you praising. They still see you worshiping a God, and they like, I don't understand. She suffering. She going through. She did. She tired. She wore out. Everybody talking about it. They lying on her. They preaching on her. But she still got peace. She still got a praise. So it's a song of praise. I experienced the peace that God gave me, that when the world don't understand how I'm able to make it, when the world don't understand how you can be in such an evil and wicked world, all hell is broke loose around you, you ain't got money to pay your bills, but you don't have to go out and pimp the people and rob the people for money to pay your bills. You trust God, and he opens doors. He make a way out of no way. You experience, hallelujah, this mind. You experience this peace. And you still got the fire of the Holy Ghost, regardless to what hell come your way. It's just flaming you up, making you a little bit more hotter. Glory be to God. Steadfast means resolutely or dutifully firm and unwavering. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast, is unwavering. A double-minded man will not receive nothing of the Lord. It's unwavering. It's loyal. It's faithful. It's committed. I'm committed to this God. I'm committed. If I got to get killed for the gospel's sake, so what? For me to die as a gain and go be with my Lord and Savior, I'm loyal to what you called me to be. I'm loyal to you, Lord God. I'm faithful to you, God. I don't want no idolatry, God. I don't want no other God. I won't go a whoring after other gods and idols and things, but I'm loyal to you, God, come hell or hot water. I trust you. I'm unwavering in my faith. I'm going to stand here and see the salvation of the Lord. I won't move to the left, to the front, to the back, to the side, but I'm going to stand still and be like that tree that's planted by the river of the water. I will not move. Hallelujah. I'm going to wait on you. My faith is unwavering. It's loyal, it's faithful, it's committed to my God. Trust means firm belief in the reliability, the truth, ability or strength of someone or something. You got confidence in it. It's your safekeeping. I trust you. You keep me in perfect peace as I trust, as I have my firm belief in the reliability, the truth, the ability, or the strength of you in Christ Jesus. I trust you, God. I love you, Lord Jesus. I magnify you, Father God. You are worthy. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised, God. I will not waver in my faith. I stand firm, loyal, and committed to my faith and to you, God. I won't try to open doors. I won't try to go look over here and look over there and look for this and look for that. I need more money. I need more faith. Hallelujah. Because my God will open doors if he sees fit or whatever. He'll open doors to where I go, but I got to seek his face so I know where to go, what to do in his time and in his season, when it's my time and season to make a move. I won't wear myself down, bog myself down, be mentally messed up because I don't trust God. The devil is a lie. I bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus Christ. If it's ever time we need to trust God, it's the right now. We cannot walk by what we see, what we feel, how it sounds. Oh, I'm just going through. So what? Shut your mouth and praise God. All of us going through. That's it. I'm going through. I'm going through hell with gasoline draws on, praising my God, worshiping my God, standing on the word of God. I will not bow. My faith will not waver. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A song of praise. And I'll experience a peace that surpasses all understanding. You don't understand this peace if you ain't got my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You don't understand this, how I can sit here and have glory in my tribulation because it sounds crazy and look crazy to you. I ain't out trying to find a way to get more money. I ain't out trying to find my own way. I ain't out trying to do this and do not. I'm sitting back, relaxed, resting in the Lord, enjoying my family. Thanking God, getting up in the morning, thank you, Jesus. Well, I got a dime in my purse. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to keep my faith, and I'm going to wait, and I'm going to have peace of that passes all understanding as I wait on you to bring me through. I pray something that I said to you all today. Bless you. It's time for us to trust God like never before. He's all we got. Did you hear what I said? He's all we got. You can't put your faith and trust in nobody else. That's what I tell my husband all the time. As much as I love you, baby, I can't put my faith and trust in you. My faith and trust is in God. We human. We going to die one day. We going to leave. God can do for me what my husband can't do, and I shouldn't expect for him to do it because I can't do it for myself. That's why we got to put our faith and trust in God, stand on the word of God. Don't bow to the enemy. Whatever going on in this world, I see it, but I don't. I pray, I trust, I believe. I pray something I said today bless you all. If you are suffering and going through, join up. Thank God you're in the body of Christ. Just join on. Keep praying. Keep singing a song of praise. Quit trying to open the doors. Quit trying to make your own way. Quit trying to soothe your little flesh to feel better. Let long suffering run of the fruit of the Spirit. Let God purge you, cleanse you, purify you. When you go through the fire, and let him go on through that fire. Like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego go. They came out, they didn't smell like smoke. Let him go on through the fire. Let him purify you. He's trying to cleanse you. He's trying to purge you. And you trying to run from the process. Stop running. Sit down. Learn how to receive the peace of God and rest in the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for this word that went forth. Father, I pray that if anybody under the sound of my voice, Father, if they suffering and going through, talking about they soul, they suffering, they going through, and the devil doing this, it ain't the devil. It's you trying to purify them. It's you trying to purge them. It's you trying to get them to a place where you can show your glory in their lives, where you can show them that they serve a God that is able to provide, that they serve a God that is able to heal and deliver, that you just want them to sit down and rest in you, relax in you, trust you, believe, and then they shall receive. Touch them, God. Strengthen them where they weak. He'll deliver and set the captive free, because the enemy have them captive in their mind, their hearts, and their soul, and their spirit, and they can't even sing the song of praise just to love on you and worship you and praise you just for who you are, King of Kings, and you're Lord of Lords. I pray something I said bless you all today. You all continuously have a blessed and prosperous rest of the week. I speak the blessings of God over you. I speak the I speak the spirit of peace over each and every last one of you. Receive peace in Jesus' name. Amen.